we pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Cameron Itsakura with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Melissa Lukashenko has won the Queensland Premier's Award for a work of state significance for her novel, Englassy. This marks her second victory in the prestigious category, following her earlier win in 2019 for Too Much Lip. The novel has been praised by judges for its intricate portrayal of historical and contemporary narratives, emphasising that the struggle faced by First Nations people persists in today's society. Lukashenko dedicated her award to Auntie Jean Bell, honouring her legacy as an educator and a linguist. These achievements highlight the growing recognition of Indigenous voices in literature, emphasising the importance of story and perspectives. In other news, a pilot program in West Queensland aims to ease doctor shortages by attracting local junior doctors to work in remote areas through the Royal Frying Doctors Service. Doctors will split their time between hospitals and the RFDS. Dr. Brianna Smith, the program's first recruit, said, "I am passionate about bringing as many resources to those people as we can." The initiative starts next month with two initial positions and growing waitlist for the future roles. In national news, it has been revealed recently that Australia has a long-term relationship with their banks, many in fact paying more for their repayments than they should. Recent statistics have revealed what is being described as a loyalty tax. Increases in over the duration of a person's time with their bank could mean a mortgage payer is looking to pay up to $6,000 in excess interest per year. This has brought a spotlight to the biggest banks in Australia, showing how their competition for customers is ultimately leading to a disappointing and seemingly inevitable high interest rate for people choosing to bank with them.
A memorial service was held in Canberra on Friday to commemorate 25 years since the Australian Defence Force deployment in East Timor. The peacekeeping mission, launched in September 1999, helped restore stability to the region and ensured the safe transition of East Timor to independence in 2002. Rachel Milson, an Air Force veteran and guest speaker, talked of her experience. "So much had been damaged and destroyed. I was impressed by the resilience, determination, and strength of the Timorese people." The mission set a precedent for future ADF humanitarian and peacekeeping operations in the Asia-Pacific region. In international news, Kenya has promised to send 600 more police officers to Haiti to combat gangs with control much of the capital, Port-au-Prince. Officers have been deployed incrementally since June to aid the nation's police force, and this addition would bring Kenyan contingent to 1,000. Kenyan President Ruto addressed the police officers. "There are many people who thought Haiti was mission impossible, but today they have changed their minds because of the progress you have made. Violence in Haiti remains rife, and the UN Security Council are due to meet by the end of the month to make a decision on renewing Kenya's current mandate, paving the way for a full UN mission in 2025. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some cloud cover. It is currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news. Thank you.